The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hair sandwich. No, I'm not going to go there yet. Yeah, but keep those coming, by the way.
And it is a full sandwich of hair, not just one strand inside a sandwich.
No, it's bread with hair in the middle.
Bread, man. And just a big old mat of hair.
It's like hair instead of pastrami.
Right. Oh. Right, not just one strand in there. Like we go, ooh, no, the whole thing.
We all get that. You
know? The whole thing is made of hair.
So it's a hair sandwich, just with the immediate family sex. We figured that out. After that, we'll see what happens. You know.
Then it's a discussion.
Yes.
Then it's peak ant form. All right. All right. We had Ben Mankiewicz on earlier, in case you missed that. He was great, man. And also Craig Peters, podcast with a podcast. He was Craig Peters, and that's all I can say about that. You know, he did what he always does. You know, Funny Bone in Omaha this coming weekend. One show on Friday, two on Saturday. I haven't met this lady yet. She looks really familiar, though. She's
Leah
very funny,
Rudick.
Yeah, oh, it's Rudick.
Rudick.
All right.
Rudick.
All right.
Rudick.
Cool. All right. All right.
Welcome, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, usually we start out these conversations by mutual friends that we may have as a comedian. So if you could, list every comic you know, and we'll tell you friends with one of them.
Well, you were New York-based for a while?
I was in New York for about 10 years, yeah. Yeah, okay. Now I'm on the West Coast.
Lynn Coplitz.
No, it sounds familiar.
Okay.
Does that count?
That's fine. She's a New York lady. Give us a couple. We know all the guys that hang out in New York, too. Whatever. Welcome to the show. And Funny Bone this weekend, Friday, and two on Saturday. And tell us about, apparently, you got like 30 million likes and followers. People love you. I get this. Leah Rudick with us. What is your love coach?
My love coach is, she's a weirder one. She's a woman who, she has these little tiny bangs and she wears these weird glasses and right. She gives like really kind of freaky love advice to,
so bad advice
to people.
Bad advice.
Well, right. that's up to the, that's to be determined.
All right. Okay.
It's subjective.
Okay. What is wealthy woman?
Wealthy woman is, she's a sort of oblivious wealthy woman who has a zest for life, who goes and does all of these like mundane things like that she's never heard of or experienced before, like going to the grocery store or like going to, you know, the Cracker Barrel, these things that are sort of normal middle class things that she just has no frame of reference for. So that character is sort of the thing that gave me like a really big following and a platform, and that's been like a very fun character to play with.
Well, it's so true too. In fact, I just saw a story this morning where somebody called in, and one the chick that's running the Trump organization now, what's that bitch's name? Laura Trump, right. Sorry about that. Yeah, I said bitch in front of you, sorry. Because you were in a skinny bitch festival. I'm sorry.
But she no, you can say it.
Somebody called up one of her shows and said, they want a commercial where Trump is pumping gas and going to the gas station. And she said, she goes,
what?
Well, so, yeah, because, you know, he doesn't do that crap because he's a piece, you know. So they want a commercial that shows he's a regular guy pumping gas and going to the gas station. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he definitely doesn't pump his own gas.
No. And a commercial wouldn't help that either, by the way.
No.
When did you first hop up on stage?
I've been performing for about 18 years. I started in New York doing sketch comedy.
Okay.
Which is the skinny bitch Jesus mean anything that you were saying. And then I moved out to the West Coast to LA, and then I started stand up. So I've been doing stand up for about 8 years. So I've been performing for a while. So it's been really cool the way that my Instagram and TikTok have kind of taken off the past few years and allowed me to tour all over the country and build this really, really cool following.
That is huge. It is huge. Leah Ruddick with us. She's at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend, Friday, one show, two on Saturday. You'll love the Funny Bone here. It's a great place. Colleen runs it.
I'm so excited. I've never been to Omaha before. It's my first time.
It's a big city. You'll like it. I mean, so it's a lot different what you probably in your brain what you're thinking, but yeah, it's a cool.
No,
place.
I mean, I grew up in Cincinnati.
Okay, all right.
I don't know how similar Omaha and Cincinnati are, but
similar.
Yeah, it's like Cincinnati without the major league teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's about right.
That's fine. That's fine because I don't know anything about sports, so that's perfect.
All right. Are you a married woman or?
I'm married. Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I've been married. Is he
in the business or is she in the business? I'm sorry.
He makes Amaro, which is. Do you know what Amaro is? It's like a kind of alcohol.
We like alcohol. What is it?
Yeah, so Amaro is like a type of liquor that is like a bitter sort of digest, like an after-dinner drink.
I've heard of it.
If you've ever had like, Fernet is like a famous one, or even like Jägermeister is technically an Amaro.
Got it. Kind
of like bitter herbal. So he just launched his Amaro business back in November. But we met in New York. He's also a filmmaker. We met in an acting class years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not to be confused with Amaretto. That's different.
No, people do confuse it because it has a very similar sounding name, but it's Amaretto's a lot sweeter.
Yeah. Do you drink it straight or can you mix it with stuff?
You can drink it straight. Yeah. You can drink it with ice. It's also really good in cocktails. You can do a lot of things with it.
What about dropped into a glass of Red Bull? Does that still work?
I mean, honestly, that would probably be delicious.
Sounds good.
It does sound good. Yeah. I might drink that before I get on stage this weekend, just for a little pep.
Yeah, you got one of your pub photos on your website here. You have a T-shirt on that says "Parties, Boys, and Fry." First of all, I took a picture of this because my sister will order fries everywhere. You know, it's just one. I love this T-shirt.
Yeah. It's a good shirt.
Yeah. Well, what's the fries is what is checked off, the parties and the boys.
Exactly. That's what I want above all else.
What are you holding there? What's the alcohol? Is that his alcohol you're holding in that
picture? No, that's not. This picture was from years ago. It's I think it's a bottle of tequila. I think it's like a Casamigos tequila or something. I don't even know.
I was going to guess vodka, but it must be a nice Blanco tequila.
It might. Yeah, I think it's a Blanco. I think that's exactly what it is.
Are you a boozer?
I do like to drink. I like a martini.
Yeah.
I like a dirty vodka martini. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Yes.
Too, by the way. I'm currently
so
on
so good,
run
and it makes you
right
feel
now.
So. It makes you feel so fancy.
Yeah,
that's why he drinks them.
Now you're drinking alone.
He likes to feel fancy.
It's not that fancy. When you drink it alone on your couch. It's not that fancy. But yeah,
yeah.
I love the martinis.
Yeah, they're
recently.
So good.
And
so,
I love the fries.
Yeah.
Fries. The martinis and fries is a good combo.
Have you ever, Nick, our comedian buddy, he's on the show with us this morning. He's always with us every day. I should say that. But have you ever been on stage? Too drunk?
Maybe like 10 years ago.
Okay.
I did a show, when I was doing sketch comedy back in New York where the intent, like you were supposed to show up, you were supposed to just get drunk, which was a very bad idea.
How bad was it? The audience must have hated that show.
I mean, nobody wants to see that. It's fun. It's fun for the performer. I guess until the next day when you're like, oh my God, what did I do?
Can you imagine that, Nick?
I'm familiar with this.
Yes.
Feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we just had a live show at a huge venue here in town a couple weeks back, and our Todd was really hammered. But the rest of us got through there, so we know what it's like to be drunk on stage.
Yeah, but
sure.
I had support there. You know, if you're up there on your own, I've seen drunk comedians tell the same joke twice in a row.
Yeah, we have too.
Oh my God, that's brutal. Luckily, I've never gotten there. I hope that I. Maybe this is the weekend, though.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. Something to strive for.
It's a drinking town.
Exactly.
Man. Leah Ruddick's and Funny Bone this weekend, Friday one nothing show and Saturday two shows. Hey, next time around, come in a day early and come in the show with us. Come live with us.
I know. I really wanted. I definitely will. I would love to. I'd love to meet you guys in person. Yeah. I really appreciate you having me on.
No, you're great, Leah. Appreciate it and have fun this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Then we'll figure
Thank
out
you so
who,
much.
Who our mutual friends are.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll, okay. we'll figure it out.
Cool. Thanks, Leah.
Thanks for your time. Have a good weekend.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
All right, bye now.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Leah Ruddick.
Ruddick, yes.
Ruddick, right.
Ruddick.
We got that right. Batted around a few other ones. And
just in
got
time.
you just asked her, didn't you?
She said it when I picked up the phone. Okay. She said her full name. I went, okay.
Yeah.
There we go. But I'm sure, Ruddick is a common mispronunciation for her.
Yeah. I like her. I'm looking at her. It's probably why I like her, too.
Well, and, you know.
And she was
common
cool,
interest.
Yeah.
Fries martinis.
Fries and martinis.
Fries and martinis, man.
Yeah.
She can hang out with us, Todd.
Yeah, she can. Right. She'll be fine in this room.
Yeah, big time. All right. She's at the Bowen. The early show Friday, but the late show Friday features our own Nick Allen.
Yeah, Gary Caruso there doing our Blazing Mike show. Late show Friday, tomorrow night at the Funny Bone, and then we'll be in Lincoln Saturday night at Backswing Brewing. I'm closing down the Clash of the Comics there tonight at the Funny Bone. That will not be too drunk.
No.
Not intentionally.
I did that once. It was a show at like an off. It wasn't the Funny Bone, but we had some family thing, and I went to the show, and I realized during this, 20, 30 minute set that I was like too drunk.
Really?
And luckily, I got like it was. I think the audience could kind of tell too.
Was
luckily,
it a 40 minutes? Were you doing 40 minutes?
I did the time, but luckily it was a long enough set that I was able to sober up enough by the end of it to like rally. It's like it ended okay, but the beginning and the middle was not good.
Don't you hate in any situation when it takes? I mean, this is from pro drinkers, obviously. When you realize it takes a while to realize,
and then
I'm
it's
drunk.
Too late.
Yeah. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
You're like, I had one drink too many, and now I have to go speak in front of people.
Because you're the last person in the room to realize that you're hammered.
Everybody else
has already come to that conclusion.
Wait, did you say you sobered up?
Enough to, finish the set reasonably.
How long was your
was
set?
It, tape?
It was like 20, 30 minutes.
Because
like
if I wanted to finish the show that we did live sober, we would have had to go another 3 hours.
Yeah, but I wasn't that drunk.
It's just the realization that kind of helps you to kind of focus, I think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I wasn't blowing Todd on the breathalyzer.
didn't know that was an
option.
What
are we talking about?
You blew a Todd on that one.
Registered a Todd.
I do love that.
This took a violent left turn.
No, I do love registering a Todd. I love that. That's going to stick now. Yeah. What'd you blow?
Todd.
0.10? Oh, no, I blew a Todd. I blew a Todd.
I kind of like that euphemism myself.
Yeah, you always liked that.
Sure.
To put it in numerical terms, that's got to be somewhere north of 0.30.
Yeah.
That's an aggravated charge.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Craig, absolutely.
Craig Peters, Ben Mankiewicz, and comedian, Craig's a comedian too, also comedian Leah Rudick joined the program today. And
yeah, that's,
check them all out. The podcasts are all fun.
Ankle bracelet at the phone store. No, no regrets tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Marvel?
Zach Peterson in the studio with us.
That's
right?
It, man.
In the meantime, download the Todd and Tyler app, the fairly new Todd and Tyler app, and patronize all the advertisers here on the radio stations or the podcast. We appreciate that. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.